This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, Disneyland was not the happiest place on earth the last few days. And I love Disneyland. I am a huge, huge fan of Disneyland. But I gotta tell you, they had some issues. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about, what was it, the droppings? What was it? I guess they had to call hazmat. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I had my own issues. Now, I understand that I go to Disneyland probably a little bit more often than the average person. And I think the reason why is because my kids have friends that like to go. And I don't want my kids are under 18, I don't want my kids going to Disneyland without me. One is because I kind of like going to Disneyland, but two is they're still under 18. I'm kind of responsible. And I got to admit, when we went, just got back yesterday, it didn't go as well this trip. This trip did not go that well at all. All right, so first, remember last time I stayed at a motel that had been known on TripAdvisor for bed bugs? Now, we didn't get bed bugs, but I swore that was the last time we were going to try to stay cheap when you go to Disneyland. Apparently, the hotels are a third the cost when you pick a motel up the street than a Disneyland resort. But I'm like, you want to know what? It's not worth it. I don't want to get bed bugs. I'm like, you know what? Let's kind of splurge, and why don't we stay at one of the hotels, on the resort? And years ago, when the economy was good, we stayed at one of the places called Paradise Pier. Now, for those of you that are familiar or not familiar with Disneyland, Paradise Pier is one of these hotels. It's not right on the park, but it's across the street. So you're across the street from the park. You're across from that Grand California, the Big Wood Hotel? And you cross the street, you cut through the Grand California Hotel, and you're right there on Downtown Disney. So you basically save yourself a half a mile of walking. It's wonderful. So we check in, and we spend the extra money. And trust me, it was three times the cost of our motel last year. Right? But we're like, you know what? It doesn't matter because we get to, cut the walking time. This is great. And you get one of those early morning entries into the Disneyland park. So we had bought tickets for Saturday, the park, so we were hopefully going to get Saturday morning early entry. Well, boy, were we wrong. So first, when it came to the hotel, they aren't allowing you to cut through the other hotel anymore. There's a walkway, there's signs. No more. So for some reason, after all these years, they decided not to and made us walk all the way around. And I was like, well, then what's the point of me spending three times the amount of money? Second, the early morning to Disneyland, just didn't happen that day. Nope. It was open for the California Adventure, but not the other. Now, why am I complaining about this? Well, because with everything bad, there's a good. And the Guardians of the Galaxy ride has been one of the big new rides at California Adventure Disney. It's not in the Disneyland park, it's in the California Adventure. And so because the early morning entry was not, allowed for Disneyland that day, just our luck, it was allowed for the California Adventure. So we're like, great, why don't we check out the Guardians of the Galaxy ride? Now, many of you are like, oh, my kids love Baby Groot. My grandkids are big fans of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Why don't we go check out the ride? Let me just tell you, hold your horses, okay? The Guardians of the Galaxy ride took over that Twilight Tower of Terror. So remember that Hollywood Tower hotel that they used to have? And I guess there was some Twilight Zone episode. Not Twilight, the Dracula movie, but Twilight Zone episode, where you're in the hotel, and it's sometimes, I guess for some reason, the elevator gets hijacked, and you accelerate up, and you accelerate down, etc. Well, they use the same building. which means the Guardians of the Galaxy ride is not a simple little baby ride, you know, like Alice in Wonderland or Winnie the Pooh. Okay, it's a ride where you are accelerating up and down a 190-foot tower. And then when you get up to that, probably at about 180-some feet, there's an open window where you get to see the outside park, and then you slam back down. So some people didn't like that ride, okay? Their kids couldn't go on it. It was too much like the Tower of Terror. What was the point? I loved it. I actually give it a couple thumbs up. I thought the Guardians of the Galaxy ride was great. It was much better than the Tower of Terror. They kind of bob you up and down. So if you feel like you're bobbing up and down, suspended in air before you start crashing down again. And I almost peed on myself. But keep in mind, I mean, it is a long, long wait. Now, speaking of long wait, Disney had a couple other issues. We decided to, I don't know why we decided to splurge this year, but we did. Maybe because the economy's getting a little better. But we decided to make reservations at the Blue Bayou. Now, the Blue Bayou is this restaurant where when you do the Pirates of the Caribbean, you get to see people sitting there eating. So here we are. We made our reservations. And all of a sudden, we hear fire alarm. Everybody evacuate the building. So we're standing outside on the sidewalk because the building was evacuated because of a possible fire alarm, which means people who were in the middle of eating their food had to get up, had to hope that their food was still warm when they got back into the table. They didn't get back for 45 minutes to an hour. So some people probably left and didn't pay for their meal. Me, we didn't even get to eat yet. So, but what's very interesting is for those of you guys that ever do the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, where you go through the restaurant, I find it hilarious when people on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride start screaming at you when you're sitting there eating. So I was waving to everybody when I finally got my table. And people in the boat would be like, bread, bread, please, give me some bread. And then another boat would come by and they'd be like, quack, 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 quack. And I guess they were quacking because they were trying to act like ducks so we would throw them bread. Now, my bread bowl was empty and they're screaming, please throw us some bread. And it's supposed to be a fancy restaurant. So I almost got kicked out of there for the second time because I was making fun of the fire alarm when there wasn't a fire before. So Disneyland definitely has some issues. And then, of course, I guess Hazmat had to respond to Disneyland because people were struck by geese droppings. A flock of geese flew over and dropped poo-poo, hitting 11 adults and 6 children. All right? So it's the messiest place on earth. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Deli. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones.
hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Senate Republicans have outlined a new health care plan. This is being reported by FoxBusiness.com. They say in a meeting between members of the Senate Republican Conference and the Senate Health Care Working Group, members got a first look at a menu of ideas on how to move forward with replacing the Affordable Care Act. I would really love to see this menu. I love menus. I think menus are a great way to look at all your options, you know, where you open it up and you have, but I don't like menus with a bunch of pages. I only like menus where there's just the two sides. You open it up, and then you read both sides. You go, that looks pretty good. And then you look to the next side. That looks good too. You know, I don't like big heavy menus. I would really love to see what this menu is, because again, I'm very, very concerned that we don't have enough medical professionals putting their two cents in. The working group presented their proposals through a PowerPoint presentation on Capitol Hill, including some that mirror those of the American Healthcare Act, the House healthcare bill that passed in May, but also offering some key differences to the original bill. They say one of the ideas that came out of the meeting is to allow states to apply for waivers for essential health benefit coverage. Under Obamacare, the essential health benefit mandate forced health insurance companies to offer mandatory coverage for things like maternity services and mental health care. However, beyond that, there are some key concepts they said within the blueprint that have already had some conference members feeling skeptical about the fact that this bill could be brought to the floor for a vote. And I'll tell you what I think about what's going on in a second. One possible point of contention, they said, is some Senate members are already taking issue that under the proposed healthcare outline, insurance companies will not be able to waive coverage for pre-existing conditions. They say, according to those who were at Tuesday's meeting, which if passed would be a major counterpoint to what the House passed in May. Another concern for some Republicans is that the working group offered to keep in place the Obamacare community rating regulations, which disallowed health insurance companies from charging different premiums regardless of geographic area, age, gender, or health status. So they say numerous Republican conference aides told Fox Business that they do not believe the proposal will be able to make it to the Senate floor. I don't think so either. I'll tell you why in a second. One source saying this blueprint won't be able to become a bill. Other senators publicly expressed their doubt about Tuesday's presentation and where the health debate goes from here. So Senator Lindsey Graham, said, we're stuck. We can't get there from here. I'm very leery of the health care bill passing the Senate that we can get through the House. We've already lost Rand Paul, so we're down to 51. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell seemed positive about the ongoing health care talks, and he said, we're getting close to having a proposal to whip and take to the floor. Okay. So, when you hear this, and again, this isn't coming from, you know, NPR or MSNBC. This is coming from Fox Business, okay? They are, some of you are probably going, why are they dinking around with the pre-existing, with the essential health benefits? Why are they dinking around with that? That would be an unpopular move for them. And the reason why is, those essential health benefits and the pre-existing conditions, even though you and I like them, that's one of the reasons why Obamacare is an absolute cluster. This is why we are in such a predicament. We as a nation are having such an issue. When a group of legislators pass a bill saying, guys, everything gets covered, no matter what, okay? And, you know, it's popular and this is what we want. This and you know, everybody's like, oh, and even I was like, that's a popular part of the bill. I love that. I couldn't stand when insurance companies would say, no, sorry, we're not covering you because you've had a history of asthma. Or, you know what? We only cover sick visits and we don't cover physicals. Remember that? Remember those days? The insurance company would not cover a physical. So you had to be sick with something in order for health insurance to kick in. So when the Affordable Care Act came out in 2009, saying, no, we're going to cover this, we're going to cover this, we're like, oh, yeah, that's wonderful. But that was the root of, or one of the roots of the economic disaster that then befell on our premiums, on our deductibles. So if the GOP wants to fix the mess that Obama and Pelosi and Sebelius did, Harry Reid, they're going to have to reverse parts of the Affordable Care Act. And the snowball effect or the cannonball effect happened with, unfortunately, those popular items. Which is why the more I read this, the more I'm thinking the GOP needs to just take a step back and let Obamacare just self-destruct. I hate to say that, but I think they are in one hell of a political mess. These essential health benefits that include maternity, mental health services, as a physician, I want insurance to cover those things. It was ridiculous when I had a woman who became pregnant and her insurance all of a sudden wouldn't cover the pregnancy. That was baloney. That was so, frustrated. And I went through the same thing. That I become pregnant and my health insurance goes, no, we don't cover pregnancy. And pregnancies are expensive, especially if you later end up needing a C-section or you have to be for an extended period of time in the hospital. So it never made sense. So if you're buying health insurance, there should be some essential key things incorporated. The problem with that is it's expensive. So if you're going to now mandate that everybody has maternity, even men are paying for maternity coverage, all right? You know, people are going to be pretty upset that the rates are going up when they don't even need that service. And then the mental health services. Somebody could argue, well, Dahlia, mental health being an essential health benefit, if mental health was an essential health benefit this whole time under Obamacare, why are we still having millions of people without proper mental health care? I agree. Just because it was an essential health benefit didn't mean that people were getting good mental health care. Or regular mental health care. So the lesson we learned with the Affordable Care Act is insurance doesn't mean health care. So maybe we need to dissect insurance out of the equation. I've been saying this, and I know my listeners who listen to my show so regularly, I really appreciate it. I want to hear from you guys. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have emailed drdahlia.com and drdahlia@hotmail.com on this subject. We'll read some of your emails in the next segment, but I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, if there's no fixing the healthcare system and there's no way to politically save your butt on this one, what should Washington do at this point? Now, personally, I care more about the American people than somebody's political career. But I understand that whoever's in power, if you have some idiots in power, unfortunately, bad decisions are going to be made. And this healthcare system is an absolute mess. It could have had potential. It really could have. But they did everything all at once. And you needed to, over years and over, slowly make changes. Like, for example, with the essential health benefits, they could have maybe included one at a time. You know, just go slowly. You know, you're offering insurance for mental health services, but there's not enough physicians. There's not enough nurses. There's not enough facilities. So you and I are paying premiums up the yin-yang, and the services aren't there for the people who need it. We really need to change the billions and billions of dollars, convert those dollars that are going into promoting and repealing and replacing and building and voting and whatever on both sides of the aisle for Obamacare, to instead actually building the clinics, hiring the staff. Okay? Not that I want, you know, healthcare run by the government, but if we could start having facilities that people could go to, the stupid card that they have in their hand that doesn't, you know, do jack diddly squat can get thrown away and they could just walk right into a facility. Now, that could take years. Nothing's going to happen before the midterm election. But Donald Trump predicts that Obamacare overhaul will be done by the summer, that there's going to be a tax cut. You know, maybe, trying to overhaul something that you can't, you know, and then unfortunately putting your name on a bad bill is not the way to go. If Obamacare is failing, I know we want to help save people, but nobody's going to look at this as a save. It's not. There's no way to fix it in time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, we'll be right back.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Sky's Fixing Radios. Yeah, if your radio ever makes a duh sound, that's not me. Okay, that's your radio, so fix that. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and the Dr. Dolly Show on Facebook. Okay, we're going to be putting up a poll in a few minutes on how we should be addressing the healthcare crisis. But in the meantime, we got some medical news to talk about. Legionnaires' bacteria has been found at a New York police precinct, and they say that an officer has been hospitalized with symptoms of the disease. The health department says they were informed that preliminary results of some of the tests conducted by an independent contractor at the precinct in Harlem showed traces of the bacteria. The New York Times reported health officials began investigating the water at the precinct Friday night and were notified that an officer had been diagnosed with the disease. The officer is recovering at a hospital outside of the city. The hot water supply at the precinct has been temporarily shut down. One officer told CBS New York that he and his colleagues were on edge, wondering how long the bacteria has possibly been in their workplace. Legionnaires' disease is a form of pneumonia that's spread by inhaling mist from water tanks, cooling towers, hot tubs, whirlpool spas that unfortunately are colonized with Legionella bacteria. Really dangerous for those who are elderly, those with underlying health conditions. It's not usually spread person to person. Usually you obtain it from taking your shower or the hot tub, etc. They say police said the precinct's cooling tower is new and has not yet been turned on. Last week, Southern Nevada Health District announced it is investigating two cases of Legionnaires and guests who stayed separately at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. The guests were at the hotel in March and April, and the hotel is assisting in the investigation and taking steps to provide information. Now, I guess a couple years ago, Legionella was discovered at various cooling towers across the Bronx, where more than a dozen people died from the outbreak and more than 100 got sick. So we don't want to mess around when it comes to Legionnaires. We've talked about that. I believe a couple years ago there was another issue at a hotel where they were concerned that Legionnaires bacteria got in it. You know, what always concerns me and kind of confuses me, I should say, is when we hear of, you know, so there, let's say, being a bacteria noticed, okay, or a bacteria found or an issue. It usually happens after somebody gets sick. So then I wonder, what about all the other places that haven't been tested? You know, somebody got sick, and that's why it made news. That's why the, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. But Legionella and Legionnaires doesn't seem to, you know, hurt people as much when they're fairly healthy. So you could be asymptomatic or you could just not be affected. And so if that's the case, you wonder if it's in one precinct, is it in others? Or if it's in one hotel, is it in others? And, you know, I take a lot of hot showers. I love, every time I'm at a hotel, I love taking a shower. Sometimes the hotel shower is really good, sometimes it's not. But it just makes you wonder in case, you know, you are breathing something in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More than 10% of the world's population is obese, according to a study. They say more than 10% of the world's population is obese, which is a rise over the past 30 years. This has led to widespread health problems and millions of premature deaths, according to the new study. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, I thought a third of us are obese. If only 10%, that's good. A third of people in America are obese. We're talking about the world. 10% of the world's population is obese. So when you look at these countries that are third world countries where we have people starving, right, you know, when you add those people into it, you know, we obesity is rising. Now, we don't want obesity and we don't want starvation. Okay, we would like something in between. We want people who need to be fed getting fed, and people who don't need to overfeed to quit overfeeding. Okay, see, that's kind of the goal. Published Monday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the study showed that the problem had swept the globe, including regions that have historically had food shortages like Africa. The study was compiled by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington and funded by the Gates Foundation. Looked at 195 countries, essentially the world's population, finding that rates of obesity at least doubled in 73 countries, including Turkey, Venezuela, and Bhutan, from 1980 to 2015. So, weight issues have, I guess, played a role in 4 million deaths in 2015, like heart attack, heart disease, diabetes, kidney disease, and other factors. The per capita death rate was at 28% since 1990, and 40% of the deaths were among people who were overweight, but not heavy enough to be classified as obese. All right, so what is obese? Well, your body mass index is over 30. You're overweight between 25 and 29. By these measures, 604 million adults worldwide are obese, and this includes 108 million children. In the U.S., 12.5% of children were obese, 12.5%. That's an eighth, up from 5% in 1980. Let's talk about that. You know, it's not just the video games, okay? It's our whole, you know, in the olden days, before you went to school, you would, you know, get a slice of toast, maybe eat an egg, have a glass of milk. And, you know, starting around the, you know, 1980s, you know, these breakfast, maybe in the 70s, but these breakfast cereals really started to become mainstay. We had breakfast cereals in the 60s and 50s, except breakfast cereals have been around. But it was actually commonplace to just eat your Apple Jacks or your, you know, Cocoa Krispies, et cetera. You know, then, you know, we used to have lunch, and on our lunch tray, there'd be fish sticks or Sloppy Joe, et cetera. But they had to start including dessert. Like, when did dessert have to be an issue at lunch? Dessert was only something you would have at dinner. Why is dessert an option? And then even with dinner, you're not supposed to have dessert. Dessert was a very special thing. If mom was serving some sort of dessert, we would be like, oh my gosh, wow. Now it's commonplace. Okay, having something sugary after you eat a highly carb meal was never the plan for our bodies. And dessert now is a part of these meals. And I notice, I do the same thing. That's probably my downfall. All of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? I want something sweet. I had fish. I need ice cream. Okay? I'm not a big ice cream eater. I'm not a big fish eater. But anytime I have fish, I'm like, you know what? I need to eat some ice cream. All right? Well, then, maybe I shouldn't eat the fish, okay? If I didn't eat the fish, maybe I want to be craving something sweet. But we always feel like we need something sweet. When you drink a soda pop, Lord have mercy, that soda pop, if it has sugar, it makes you crave more sugar. Your body's smart. Your body gets addicted to sugar. I am addicted to chocolate. If I see a piece of chocolate, I cannot walk away. I need to eat that piece of chocolate. I will think about that chocolate until I finally get some. Food is an addiction. Sugar is an addiction. Our bad habits. And so we see these stories all the time. Well, we got obesity. We got a third of our country being obese or pre-obese. Even China, they say less than 1% of the population was obese in 1980. Now more than 5%, which is a five-fold increase. They say three countries in Africa, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Guinea-Bissau, had the fastest growth of obesity. Now, why is that? Well, because we're introducing foods that aren't what the human body can handle. You know, when the human body makes fat, it's stress. For those of you with fatty liver happens not only because of the fat you eat. It could also happen if you drink alcohol. And people who drink alcohol, even if they're underweight, will have fat deposits around their liver. Fat is a sign of stress. So if you have fatty deposits and fat, you know, that's accumulating, that's not a good thing. And it could be very, it could be stress mediated. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oil. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Preston asks, can we discuss sex ed? You spoke last week about abstinence. I suggest the opposite. In sex ed, the kids should be inundated with education on rape, STDs, pregnancy, including labor, birth, bleeding. After this, abstinence will come to mind, he says, without teachers having to recommend it. All right, we talked about sex ed and how many people are upset that one of the people nominated to Trump's team is an abstinence-only, according to the media, advocate. And, I didn't understand why we were having such a big, discussion and debate on why, abstinence is, taught in schools. Why can't we bring up abstinence? I think it's, I think it makes perfect sense. Of course that should be an option. But, Preston has a point here. Would students even respond if a teacher is telling them, all right, abstain? Maybe they need to come up with the idea themselves. Now, I don't know if I want them to watch videos on rape. But I got to tell you, when I was a kid, some of the movies that I had seen where it was implied, and these were some of these teenage movies. I don't remember what that movie was, but there was one girl who needed a ride, and she knew the boy who was going to give her a ride, and he had a van, and unfortunately she was gang raped. And I remember this movie. I don't know what kind of movie it was. It wasn't obviously a very highly highly rated movie. I think it was something on cable when we had on TV or whatever. And I watched it, and it scared the living daylight out of me, such that I'm freaked out by vans. It had that effect on me at that age. And I knew, look, you just don't ask people for rides. You just don't get into the van. You need to know who you're hanging out with. It scared me. And, I don't know exactly what they're using in terms of being very descriptive about unwanted sex and assault and, going through an unwanted pregnancy and, what that's like. But, maybe we kind of tone it down from what Preston suggests, but maybe we need to, be a little bit more descriptive. Maybe we should have, if it's somebody who, of course, was, willing to have it videotaped, what if we do show somebody giving birth and let these kids see what it's like to give birth? Maybe they have absolutely no idea. If we're going to be talking about education and, many legislatures are trying to vote against abstinence being discussed in school, why don't we then really teach the kids the facts? All right. We don't want to show porn or anything, but, how many kids realize that the act of sex may not be very comfortable, may only last a couple minutes? Was it worth it? We've talked about this. I think what would be very, very effective is some sort of a recreation, all right, where, two people decide to get it on and, she looks like she didn't enjoy it at all. It was over. He leaves. And 3 days later, she has an itch. I don't know. I think that would hit home. And then maybe you don't have to deal with the whole debate of, we can't sit here and proselytize and, brainwash kids into abstinence. I think kids are looking for some sort of guidance, but I think Preston's right. Kids have to come up with a decision themselves. So what do we as adults do so we don't look like we're brainwashing, but we're giving proper advice? Now, not every person is going to be raped, right? But I think sexual assault happens a lot more often than we think. And you can't tell a child, 80% of women, are victims of some sort of sexual assault. Don't give them a number. Don't give them a percentage. But let them see a video on how sexual assault happens. If we're being very descriptive with the puberty changes and with the Tanner staging of what happens with our genitalia, then, maybe a recreation of an uncomfortable sex act, maybe that is an appropriate thing to show the kids. And of course with them dressed, under the cover, something like that. But, kids have this fantasy of what sex is like. because they see, you know, certain movies and it looks wonderful and everybody's smiling and everybody's happy and smoking marijuana afterwards or whatever. And I don't think people realize, you know, what it is. Now, yes, sex can be beautiful. Sex can be amazing. Okay. And, you know, but it happens like that if it's with somebody that you care about. So what do you do about the average child that thinks, oh, you know, I really care about Bobby and Bobby really cares about me? Now, I don't know what the answer is, but I, you know, if they're not, you know, if they're not being exposed to what, you know, is, you know, occurs in real life, they're going to be in fantasy land. I think seeing the birth of a child and seeing what happens during an episiotomy and seeing the trials and tribulations of taking care of a baby, maybe that does help. And again, you could do it very objectively. You know, yay, the baby's born and everybody's happy that the baby's born and mom's sitting there like, you know, how many stitches am I getting down there? You know, maybe too, some of the kids that watch that, they're like, well, you know, now we have to be careful of traumatizing them. But here's the thing. The average teenage girl is built for pregnancy. We were supposed to, you know, in caveman days, get pregnant as soon as we started having our periods. So, you know, when are we going to, from a psychological standpoint, start treating kids like adults? Oh, no, they're just kids. Well, then if they're just kids, why are you, you know, putting up free condom dispensers in the bathroom? Well, they're kids that have sex. Look, they're either kids or they are physical adults. You can't play it both ways. And if these kids are acting like adults and having sex, and you think you need to put up condom dispensers in the classrooms, then they're adult enough to know, you know, to be able to, you know, learn and, you know, see graphic pictures of STDs and, you know, assault and birth and labor and delivery. If no, that's going to traumatize them because they're kids, then kids shouldn't be handed out condoms. So, personally, I think condoms should be made available because you have people that are going to do stupid and they're going to want to have sex and they're going to need to protect themselves. So I think giving them out is a smart thing to do. But now that we're, you know, slowing down on the pap smear recommendations and we don't do pap smears on kids under 21, we are missing out on educating all these kids who are 13, 14, 15, 16. And so the only place they're going to get the education, if not at home, is school. Personally, I would rather it be done at home. But people don't listen to their parents, and many parents don't, you know, do sex education right. My parents said if I had sex, I would die. God would smite me. So that was my sex lecture. That was just it. You know, they thought, and they were right. I was, you know, fearful that God would smite me. They were right about that. They knew exactly what to say to me, but that didn't teach me anything. So we'll see what happens with the discussion of sex ed. But I think we really need to, I think also with suicide, you know, what kids need to see is, you know, suicide is glorified in school. What they need to see is a movie where somebody committed suicide and the next day everybody else went about their lives. And nobody even remembered the person. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.